So this parak is gimel mishnah hey. Hapaisek mos lachatma. Somebody who committed himself to giving a certain amount of money to his son alive as a dowry. Upashat lo et regel. And in between the erison and the nesuin, he went bankrupt. Upashat lo et regel is an expression. He sticks out his foot, meaning, take what you can get. I simply do not have. Peshev ad sheyabin reisha. The kala is forced to sit until her hair turns white, meaning, the chasen does not have to marry her. He also does not have to give her a get. She has to wait until her father somehow comes up with the money. Ad mein oimer. Yecholei he should say, ilu ani pesakti la'atzmi, eshev ad sheyabin reisha. Admon said, the kala can tell the chasen, if I myself had committed to giving you a certain amount of money, then that would be the correct sin. I would have to wait until my hair turns white. But now that it's my father that committed himself, I did not commit myself to anything. What am I supposed to do? Oknos oktor. Either marry me or give me a gift. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, raya ani et divrei Admon. Rabbi Gamliel says, I see the words of Admon. His din makes a lot of sense. Mesachet Suvitz Perik Gimel Mishnah Ha'orer Al Sadeh Vu Chasam Aleha Ve'ei. Somebody who is challenging the ownership of a field. Reuven is telling Levi, this field that Shimon sold you is really my field that Shimon stole from me. And this person, Reuven, is signed as an eight on the Star Mechira that Shimon sold the field to Levi. Admon Yahuhu Sheyomar Hasheni Noach Li the Harishon Kasha Hemenu. Admon says that just because Reuven is signed on the Star Mechira that Shimon sold the field to Levi is not a proof that the field really does belong to Shimon. As Reuven can say, the reason why I signed on the Star is because I prefer to try to get the field back from Levi than from Shimon. As Shimon is a tough guy and it's not easy to get anything from him. The Chachamim Omrim, Ibeit Es Zechusa. The Chachamim say that Reuven lost any right he had to challenge the ownership of this field since he signed as an aide on the Star Mechira that Shimon sold the field to Levi. Now that's only if he signed as an aide on the Star Mechira. But if he signed as a dayak that confirmed that this star is a good star, then even the Chachamim will agree this is not a proof that he does not own this field. As a dayan does not necessarily look at the contents of the star. He is only signing that the Edom are kosher Edom. Also, Simen La'acha, Ibed as Zuchusa. But if Reuven signed as an Edom on a star that a neighboring field was sold, and this field that he is challenging on was written in the star as one of the borders of this neighboring field, and it says in this star that this field belongs to Shimon, then Reuven can no longer challenge the rights that he has to this Sadeh, since he signed on this star which says that this field belongs to Shimon, and even the Tanakhama will agree over here, as Reuven has no excuse that he signed on such a star, and he lost any rights that he has.